Dr. Yardley, in just a second, we're going to talk to one of your clients, John, who I understand came to you through KTTH.
That's right. He heard us about 4 months ago.
That's great. Yeah. What makes John special?
Well, there's a lot of things that make John special. But it was interesting when I first sat down with John. Here's what he said to me. He says, I got rotator cuff. I refuse to have the surgery. I'm getting no help otherwise, and I'm here to see if you can fix it.
Okay, well, let's find out what happened. John, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here.
So, John, you drive down from Issaquah all the way down to Kent to see Dr. Yardley, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Tell us about that rotator cuff.
Well, I had this rotator problem several years ago.
Uh-huh.
And what happened was I kind of worked it out a bit, and then I had a reemergence on it. And it got sort of it. I couldn't lift my left arm beyond 30 degrees because it just wouldn't go up because of that rotator cuff.
So, John, what did that do to your life? Were you able to drive in that kind of a circumstance?
Well, I did. I don't know if it was legal, but I did.
But that wasn't stopping you.
No, it was great. Yeah.
Okay, so you're able to drive, but it sounds like that would have a large impact on your quality of life.
Yes, it did for quite a while.
Were you in constant pain, John?
Well, it was painful that if I kept my arm down, my left arm down, It was all right, but as I started working up, it was acting up again.
Mm, sure.
And another thing that was going on with you, John, is your wife kept talking to you about your posture and how you weren't standing up straight.
Yeah. You know, in recent years, of course, I began to walk with my shoulders slumped to eliminate the pain in my lower back. And Anne would always remind me to, John, straighten up your back. And this became rather annoying, so we decided to contact someone who might specialize in curing this condition. We were fortunate to hear your radio program and decided to schedule a meeting, which we did, and liked what we saw, and I enrolled in the program, and that's how I got up down there.
So tell me this, John. You've been with Dr. Yardley for a while now. Tell me what your condition is today. How's that rotator cuff? How's the back?
Oh, the rotator's, my left arm, I can raise it straight up right now, straight up from my shoulder, and I should tell you, I went to a specialist on rotator cuff,
yeah.
And he's internationally known, and they took lots of x-rays and so forth. And then when he came in, he looked at it and he said your shoulder is kind of a mess up there. And he said that could be a very, very delicate repair job, and it could be painful. And he said, so I said, what's the alternative? And they said, well, you just have to talk it out. And I said, well, I'm starting to talk right now because I'm not going to have any surgery. And I think that the program has helped on that.
How's your back? Is it better too?
Are you standing up straighter?
Yeah, I do. As a matter of fact, my wife remarks now, she says, you know, you're walking straight up now. I get a kick out of that. You know?
What a lot of people don't know about you, John, and I'd like to share, is that you're actually 86 years old.
And yeah, 87.
87?
Yeah, you're taking a year away from
I apologize. And a lot of people your age are sitting at home, not going anywhere. They're in bed all the time. And here you are, hopping in the car, driving down, bright, cheery attitude. What did you think after your first adjustment?
I thought we were making progress.
Oh, good, good. Because most people think they're ripped off. Most people feel so little, they think that we've not done anything at all.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
I don't know how they can do that because they measured my feet
Yeah.
Her knees, and I saw it, and I saw as we developed that we've got it to where they're balanced out now.
That's right.
Yeah.
You're not crooked anymore, which is a good thing.
Yeah. You can't ignore that.
No.
John, thank you for making the time to come on with us. Sure appreciate hearing your story.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you very much, John. You take care.
You betcha. See you next time.
Yes.
Well, that's an inspiring story, Dr. Yardley, particularly the way a person 87 years old can have a dramatic change in his well-being just by going through your procedures.
And you know, part of it is the fact that he's willing to step up to the plate and make the change.
Yeah.
He's willing to really try and make a difference.
Now, if you're inspired, if that sounds like something you might want to try, why don't you give him a call and find out if you're a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. It's really simple. We've got more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally coming up next. Stay there on 770 The Truth.